We're in a Sivo Shalom on Bein HaMetzarim. We are in the first piece. We're continuing in what's now turning into a series on this first piece. We're on Ot Gimel. So we're in the first piece at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, where it has Bein HaMetzarim in it, page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And at the very beginning of the page, it's Ot Gimel, the third part of this first piece, which again, if you know, you're just joining us now for the first time, it's going to be its own inyan, and if anything needs to be recapped, we'll recap. Hopefully will take us even one step deeper into what the 3 weeks are all about. So Ot Gimel on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Says the Nesivo Shalom. Vine inyan gimel ha-shavuot shal Bein HaMetzarim. This concept of these 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzarim, who al derech haklal hayadua bizriya, is basically, it's like this concept that we have within Zriya when it comes to planting. What's this concept within planting? Shekoldem kol tzmicha mechudeshet yesh bechinat he'edam. That before anything can truly sprout, there's a reality of coming to a place of destruction. How so? And it's incredible. It genuinely exists on the level of plants. Shekidei lahatzmiach, in order for a seed to sprout, tzarich gar'in hazera lehikarev legamrei ad shelo tisha'er bo ki'im kusta dechiyuta. The seed, when you put it into the ground, it starts to decompose. The seed mamish begins to decompose and it starts to die. And it gets to the point where it's about to die, and all that's left is the kusta dechiyuta, just that little spark of life is left in the seed. Ve'azu matchil la'tzmiach mechadash. Then it sprouts forth. But it mamish comes to the brink of death. Al derech zeh. Bichol shana v'shana b'chayei Am Yisrael me'et Chorban Beit HaMikdash. So too, says the Nesivo Shalom, every single year in the life of Klal Yisrael, from the times of the Chorban Abayis until now, Givul Shavuot Elu heim b'vchinat Hadar hakodem l'tzmicha shal shana chadasha. This is the reality of that Hadar. This is us. We're the seed in these 3 weeks. Mamish losing a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more, coming to the brink of death. Coming to the end, losing everything we have, but just the kusta dechiyuta, the little spark of life, that's all that's left. Before then, and to bring us to the place, like we talked about even in Chumash today, that even when things are bad, it's all guiding towards the good. That yes, it may be getting worse and worse and worse and worse, but it's dafka bringing us to that place where we're at the place, all we have is the kusta dechiyuta, but from there, a whole new life springs forth. This is the reality in the smicha of the whole new year, of a whole new year coming out. Shela'achar tisha be'av, kasher magia l'siya he'edar, matchila tzmicha chadasha. Then when we get to tisha be'av, and we get to the place where there's mamish almost nothing left, then something completely new can come out. And also, like we've been talking about in the Chumash Shiurim, right? We talked about how this whole time of the year, that we miss out, that it's a whole, there's a framework to this time of the year that's so much longer, that's so deeper, that adds so much meaning when we understand what's happening here. That we go through the 3 weeks, the Gimel de Poranut, we go through the 3 weeks. And that brings us to Tisha B'Av. And we get to Tisha B'Av, then we see the destructive capacity that we have. And then right after Tisha B'Av, we have Tu B'Av, we have the 7 weeks, the Zayin de Nechemta, 7 weeks of Nechama, of turning things around, and reconnecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us to Rosh Hashanah. But the new year begins the second after Tisha B'Av. That's really where it's coming from. The whole new year that we experience, the whole new year of life that we have, it's all coming from Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is where we get as far as we can go, where that seed shrivels and is about to die. But from there, the spark of life maintains and sprouts off into something totally new. That's where it starts from. That's the reality that we live in. Listen, we live in a reality where there's two ways, there's two drachim in life. There's the derech of the tzaddik and the derech of the baal tshuva. And halavai, all of you are tzaddikim and all of us are tzaddikim and tzidkaniyot. But the way of the world is that most of us are baal tshuva. I don't mean baal tshuva that you have to have mamish come from a not religious home. But I'm a baal tshuva, also I'm a baal tshuva. We all weren't so from, and hopefully we've all become from over time, and that's why we're here and learning together. If we're here and learning together because you're an FFB, good for you. But most of us are here because we're Bali Tshuva on one level or another. and to recognize that we all make mistakes. And that mistake is not the end. One chas v'shalom should never chas v'shalom sin intentionally. But lo aleinu, when the Yetzer Hara gets us, when the Taiva gets us, and we sin, that's not the end. There's a reality of death that comes about through that sin. But that pintalayid, that spark is still there. And from that sin, we have to be nehapach. We have to turn it over, v'nafochu. We have to turn it around. We're going to link back to Purim every day. V'nafochu, we need to turn it around. And we need to come from that sin, which again, never to do intentionally, but chas v'shalom, but to get from that sin and say, okay, I'm low, and I'm far, and I'm distant. And now that I understand that distance, and I understand the value in a new way, and I cherish that closeness that I miss, I'm going to build something totally new. I'm going to build something, I'm going to make a binyan better than there ever was. A binyan of a mishkan inside of me better than there ever was. A binyan abayis with me and a Kadosh Baruch Hu like there never was before. It becomes the root of tshuva. It becomes the root of hischadshus. If we let it. Ukimod ita b'avodas Yisrael mi'arav HaKadosh HaMagid Mikuznitz. The Magid Mikuznitz says, Shemiyad achar Tisha B'Av. From the minute after Tisha B'Av. Ba'asiri B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Matchil binyan amalachos. Matchil binyan amalchus. The malchus, the kingship begins to be built from the 10th of Av, the second after. Umiva'er, and he explained, Shneish nun yamim mi Tisha B'Av ad Rosh Hashanah. There's 50 days from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Ve'acharkach aseris yimei tshuva. Then there's 10 days for the aseris yimei tshuva. Hema yud yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. Ve'acharkach dal yamim shebein yom kippurim l'sukkos. Ve'acharkach v'lekachtan lachem b'yom rishon hu keneged echa. Sh'az mitmalei Hashem hakuf. Meaning if you put all the days together, you get this reality of Kuf, to the Kuf of Adnus, which is the Midah of Malchus. We're not going to get into the nuances of how we got there, but the point is that the Binyan, the Malchus, is all coming out. When does it start? When does the Binyan start? When does the Malchus start? The second after Tisha B'Av. The second afterward. V'nimsa shebinyan HaMalchus mitchelet miyad b'achar Tisha B'Av. Similar idea. I was talking to a good friend of mine when I was going to get married. I think we were talking about this, both about the engagement and about the marriage. So, true story. So I wanted to get engaged to my wife. We were both in Eretz Yisrael that summer. I wanted to get engaged on Tu B'Av. Because of course I did. If it was so close to it, why would I not want to get engaged on Tu B'Av? So I wanted to get engaged on Tu B'Av. The problem was that for various personal issues, factors in the family, we realized that we had to get married very quickly. So the engagement was only going to be 6 weeks long. We had a 6 week engagement. It was very, very quick. We needed to fast track the wedding. So I wanted to get engaged on Tu B'Av. But my parents said to me, you can't get engaged on Tu B'Av, because if you get engaged on Tu B'Av, then the wedding invitations are going to arrive before you're engaged. So we need you to move up the engagement, so that way the invitations don't arrive before you're engaged. And I felt like it was like, well, I don't want to, like, do I want to get involved, get engaged like the day after Tisha B'Av? Like, it's a little bit weird. And I was also at the same time, because my friend said this to me, where I was thinking about in terms of the wedding. Similarly, he gave the example. He said at a wedding, there's two shitas, you know, like there, especially nowadays, in terms of when to break the glass. You say imesh kachek and you break the glass, and then everybody else mazal tov. So there's one, it's not like a shita, there's one custom now where you dafka break the glass in the middle of imesh kachek, because it's weird. You break the glass, why? Zecher l'chorban. And everybody's like, mazal tov, you broke the glass. It's like, no. The glass is zecher l'chorban. It's not a happy thing, it's a sad thing. And so he said to me on both these things, he's a very dear friend, and I take his, and I really respect his opinion, and we followed him on both accounts. He said, no. You dafka break the glass at the end of Yimesh Kachich. And you dafka yel mazal tov. Because yeah, you need to do Yimesh Kachich. And yes, you need to break the glass zecher l'chorban. But the second after that glass is broken, back to the simcha. You get right back into the simcha. The second of this, yeah, in achinami zecher l'chorban. Yeah, in achinami, you have to have the tzedis. Yeah, you need to leave that part of your house that's unfinished. Yeah, you need to break the glass. All that's true. But the second after the chorban's over, we never stay in aveilus. We never stay down. We immediately move back to the simcha. So he said, yes, dafka after Shabbat, you should go get engaged. Yes, dafka after, you should break the glass, and then everybody yells mazal immediately afterward. And yes, right after Tisha B'Av, we get right back into it. Right after Tisha B'Av, that's the beginning of the binyan. It's the beginning of the binyan. It turns right back around. We survived Tisha B'Av, that Kusa D'Chiyuta is still there, and from that's going to be birthed a whole new binyan, a whole new reality, a whole new relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. V'katav sham, and like we've been saying, I assume this is where he was going, so I'm glad I was on this, we're on the same page, that he says there, he writes, that on Tisha B'Av itself, from Chatzot, after Chatzot, when the, because Chatzot is the most, until Chatzot, Tisha B'Av is the most intense experience of Avelus, but then Chatzot and Shabbat, and suddenly things get to lessen a little bit. He says immediately from Chatzot on Tisha B'Av, the ha'aras of Rosh Hashanah are already coming out. The light of Rosh Hashanah is already coming out. The light of the new year is already coming out. Until Chatzot, that's when we go, we've been for 3 weeks going towards death, Chorban, exile. But at that moment, everything turns around. Everything goes in the other direction. The Hainu Kimavu'ar, Shigimul Shavuot Elu, that these 3 weeks, Heim Bechinat He'edar, V'rekavon, Shela Achareihem Matchilat Hatzmicha Chadasha. That these 3 weeks, that's this reality of a lacking and a shriveling up and a decomposing. But only for the purpose that right afterward, there's a whole new tzmicha. There's a whole new life. New life is mamish sprouting forth. Binyan ha-malchus, ve-he'arot ha-shana chadasha. That the malchus is coming out, that the light of the new year is mamish coming out. We also find this by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shayu Yisrael Meshukaim B'Memtet Sharei Tumah. Klal Yisrael were on the 49th level of Tumah when they were in Mitzrayim. Shezeu Bechinat HaHadar. They were mamish gone. They were mamish lost. Umizeh Hayitatz Mikah Geula. No, so they dafka went to the 49th level of Tumah, and when they were as far as they could go, and all there was a little bit of Kedusha left. All there was a little bit left. Only Sharanun, there was only a little bit left. And Davka from there comes out the new life. Davka from there, Klal Yisrael is born as Klal Yisrael. Davka from there, we leave Mitzrayim and become a Kodesh Baruch Hu's people. That's where the redemption comes from. V'chein ma'amarahu ma'amarah katuv, and so too the Pasuk says, in Micha, ki nafalti kamti, gam ki ashev b'choshech Hashem orli. When I fell, I got back up. And when I was in darkness, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was my light, it says in Micha. V'ita ze al ze b'yalkut. The Yalkut says, "Mitoch nefila kima, umitoch afela ora." The Medrash says that no, that it's not that I fell and I got up. Dafka from the nefila came the kima. From falling, I got the koach to get back up. From the darkness, I got the koach to have light. One comes from the other. Over Medrash Sochar Tov, as the Medrash says, "Ilulei sheyashavti bechoshech lo haya orli." If I wasn't in darkness, I wouldn't have seen the light. If I never had the darkness, I couldn't have appreciated the light. If I didn't have the darkness, I wouldn't have seen the brilliance of the light. I get to the place where I'm at my lowest. We go through 3 weeks again, like we've been talking about in other parts of Zumanju, right? We go through the 3 weeks. And then we get even more intense on the halachas of the 9 days. And then we get even more intense on the halachas of Shavuot Shachalbo. We get even more intense on the halachas in Tisha B'Av. More and more and more, greater and greater and greater levels of Avelus. We get closer to Chorban, the opposite of what we want. We get closer to Galus, the opposite of what we want. And then once we get to that place where we're mamish in darkness, that's where the light comes out. That's where we appreciate the light in a whole new way. We see the light in a new way. We relate to the light in a new way. The light comes out in a whole new way. A brand new light comes out. I get up in a way that I was never up. I build something I never thought I could build. From the darkness comes the light. From the Chorban comes the Binyan. Achar ha'edar shenalfalti ba'kamti. From that lacking of I fell, that's where I get the koach to get back up. V'achar ki yeshev b'choshech, because I sat in darkness, zoche l'Hashem orli, then I'm zoche for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be my light and to show me the light. V'zegam kein seruf chodesh av, v'chuli. Let's get that in a second. I mean, again, we're talking here, Dafka, about the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, and from going from Korban to Binyan for sure. But take this home. In every one of our lives, maybe he's going to talk about it, but in every one of our lives, we have, not just during the 3 weeks, not just during the Shabbat, we have moments of Chorban. We have moments of Galus. Lo alinu, it's set for so, almost, I mean for every one of us, we have moments where we make mistakes. We have moments where we have our own internal Churban HaBayis. We have moments where we create our internal exile. Exile which is darkness. We have dark times in our lives. And we need to realize that sometimes we go through those dark times to get to a place where, yeah, there's almost nothing left. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop already, stop. You're gonna end me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm almost at the end. I can't take anymore. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You can take a little bit more. And I wanted to bring you here, to almost at the end, to almost the end. You needed to get there, almost the end. Because I'm telling you, I want to bring something out that's totally new. I'm bringing out a side of you that you never saw before. I'm bringing out a tshuka for geula, for binyan, for avodas Hashem, for dveikus, for a life you never knew that you could have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always pushing us. And whether it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to a place of darkness so we can experience the light, or whether lo aleinu, we make mistakes and bring ourselves to a place of darkness. We sin, we do the Korban, we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, there's always that kusta d'chiyuta, that even though it might feel like I'm at the end, I'm never actually at the end. And from that decomposition of who I was, lo aleinu, through my mistakes, lo aleinu, a whole new me can sprout forth. In Judaism, it's never the end. The chiddush is that the only true end of a Jew is when a Jew believes that they're at the end. That's the only end of a Jew. But a Jew who realizes and understands and internalizes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there for them and they can always turn things around and there's always tshuva, then that becomes the road back. That's what a person always needs to hold on to. The only thing can end a Jew is the Jew himself, by saying that it's the end. Because it's never the end. There's always a way back. There's always a new light. There's always a geula. There's always a new Beis HaMikdash. There's always a new binyan. There's always a light that can come out. As long as I know that and I believe that, I can always turn it around. And dafka, from the great place of greatest darkness, I can mamish build something totally new and beautiful. And this is also what it means, Chodesh Av. Shiyotzei me'apasuk. Hasachta v'shama Yisrael ayom hazeh niyeta la'am. Here, Klal Yisrael, let's say you're becoming a nation. Haynu achoshech hazeh, ein tachlito chashchut. This darkness, the goal of darkness isn't darkness. Elohu ha'edar. It's a lacking. Darkness is a lack of light. Whose whole goal, the whole goal of darkness, the whole goal of that lack of light, shetachlito tzmicha, its whole goal is to sprout forth new life. Shemimenu matzkil binyana malchut, yimenu niyet la'am. From there, malchus comes out, from there, all of Klal Yisrael comes out. Next paragraph. Vineakusta dechiyuta shel binyan beis hamikdash. This spark of light, this spark of life, That's the bin in the Beis Hamikdash. Sheish no ba'eta edar humashi shel mitavlim al Beit Hamikdash. What is the kusa dechiyuta? When we get to the 3 weeks, we get the Shabbat. What's the kusa dechiyuta? What is this? What is this little spark of life that's left? That's mashi Yisrael mitavlim al Beit Hamikdash. The fact that we're in avelus, the fact that we mourn over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, that mourning over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, that's that kusa dechiyuta. That's the spark of life that we still have. Is in that morning. Shebichiyot Yudiot, Elu Hamleot Tikva, Vigaaguim, Vichuka, Heimashir Bonil. This is now linking into what we talked about the last two times. The crying of a Jew on Tisha B'Av, the crying of a Jew in the Avelus in the morning over the fact, not that we lost the Beit HaMikdash, that we don't currently have the Beit HaMikdash. Those tears that are full of tikva, that are full of hope, because we don't cry about the past. We mourn in the present over what I want right now, what I know could be right now, what I hope still will be right now. That are full of hope and desire and longing. Those are what build the Beis HaMikdash. Top of the next column. It got serious. I switched from the water to the seltzer. That's how you got serious. Kasher, top of this column, first line. Kasher ha-mistaklim b'mabat shitchi shel ha-he'edar, harei nidmesha kol nirkav. When a person looks at the world and it looks, from my perspective, it looks from my superficial perspective. When I see that lacking, when I see mamish everything shriveling up and dying, I see everything decomposing. Aval b'mabat ma'amik ro'im she'be'etzem kan tfuna reishit l'smicha mechudeshet. If I open up my eyes and see with true eyes, if I look past the superficial, if I look past the superficial and everything's falling apart, and I see with true eyes, with true ruchni eyes, I see that hidden within that dying, decomposing seed, I see the brand new life of a plant that never was. I see new life sprout forth, that the potential for new life to sprout forth that never was before. That's what's really hiding inside. V'kayadua, she'emuna hi gam hamshacha. That it's dafka through emuna, that the emuna is what draws it out. That the emuna that we mamish hope and we long for and we're waiting for Yeshua. That brings out the aura of Mashiach. That brings out the whole geula itself. What comes out of this is she'tisha ba'av. It's so beautiful how he's reframing the whole thing. What's Tisha B'Av? What's Tisha B'Av all about? Tisha B'Av is a means to an end. That Tisha B'Av is just a means to bring out the light of Mashiach. That's all Tisha B'Av is. It's just a means to an end. On the superficial, for a superficial Jew, so we're mourning about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. For a deeper Jew, we're mourning that there's no Beis HaMikdash now. For a Jew that really understands, what is Tisha B'Av? What's he saying here? What's a Jew meant to understand? The whole reality of Tisha B'Av is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a gift called Tisha B'Av to really dig deep, to cry and long and hope that we can truly have that Beis HaMikdash back, that we can have Geula, because that is where Geula comes from. It's just a means to an end. It's a sad, necessary station on the road to Geula. And without Tisha B'Av, without the gift of Tisha B'Av, we would lose the thirst, the drive, the longing of Klal Yisrael. And we'd be totally cut off from the Beis HaMikdash. And we'd be totally cut off from Yerushalayim. And we'd be cut off then from the true light that's going to come out in Mashiach. Again, like my Rebbe says, everything he says is MS, and it's just life is the process of unpacking what my Rebbe taught me in Shana Aleph. That's what he says. That's what it's all about. He said that one of the essences of what he loves about this time of year is at least during this time of year, during these 3 weeks, during these 9 days, at least during this time of the year, everybody's talking about Yerushalayim. Everybody's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The beauty of this time of the year. The whole year we're supposed to be every day thinking, longing, wishing, wanting, felling. All we want is the Beis HaMikdash. All we want is Yerushalayim. All we want is to get back. All we want is to get back to a rebuilt Yerushalayim. All we want is to see the Beis HaMikdash come down from Shemayim and crush that dome that's sitting up there right now. That's all we want to see. That's what we're longing for the Binyan, for the Malchus. That's what we want to see. But what's the one time of year that we really dig into that? This time of year is here to get us there, because that, from that place, comes, from that kusa d'chiyuta, comes the smicha, comes the sprouting of Mashiach and the geula and the whole new Beis HaMikdash and the whole new Binyan Yerushalayim. V'lachein, and therefore, says the Nesivos Shalom, atzat ha-yetzer, the advice of the Yetzer is, the goal of the Sitra Achor, the goal of the Satan, the goal of the Yetzer Hara is to mamish cut us off, to make us forget about the Avelus and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the goal. And lo aleinu, so many of us, in the comforts of Galus, we forget so often about Eretz Yisrael. We forget about Yerushalayim. We certainly know, if we even remember Eretz Yerushalayim, we're like, oh, I want to go back and I want to visit Israel. But no, I need a Beis HaMikdash. I need a Binyan. I need a Giloy Shechina. Because we're so comfortable we forget. In my day and age, I have barely any memories of it. I was in Israel once before my Shana Aleph as a kid, and I don't even remember it. We don't know what it means. Now, so many people, not everyone, but so many people, they visit 2, 3, 4 times a year, and again, everything's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's beautiful. But on the other hand, we've gotten to a generation that's complacent visiting Israel. I visit Israel on vacation. No! You need to move here. You need to live here. You need to be here. And not just here. We need to long to be here because we have to be here because Mashiach has come. And there's a bit of Yerushalayim. And there's a bit of Beis HaMikdash. And until we have that, we long for that. Knowing Israel just is not enough. Visiting Israel is not enough. And you know what? Living in Israel is not enough. I have to long for the Binyan HaBayis. And that complacency gets ripped away from us in the 3 weeks, 9 days, and Tisha B'Av. To bring out that longing within us, that's the life of the new Beis HaMikdash, is the life of Mashiach. Aval Chazal tiknu lanu kol halachot ha'anuagot b'yamim elu shemazkirot et ha'chorban. Chazal established for us all of the halachas of this time to remember the Chorban. She'ein ze minhagim ba'alma. Don't just wave them up. Oh, no, they're minhagim of the 3 weeks. Oh, they're minhagim of the 9. No! It's part of who we are, the foundation of our faith, that we should mamish be waiting on the edge of our seat every day that Mashiach should come. We should live like Rav Netanel, who's all his email address is Bring Mashiach Now. He lives Mashiach. We should live like Rav Meir, who every time he writes something, he says, in the event that there isn't Gula in a Beis HaMikdash, then we'll have this at this time in this place. Doesn't matter where you went. To live in the image of these people who mamish every day, they're on the edge of their seat waiting for Mashiach. That's how we're all supposed to be every day of our life, like them. Like them. But for the rest of us, uvimyuchad begimel shavuot elu, during these 3 weeks, shebahem ha'atchalos obina beis hamikdash, where we, that mamish, these 3 weeks are, through those halachot, through living the avelus over the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it brings out in us that longing, it brings out in us that desire, it brings out in us that need. And that's the foundation of the binyan. That's where it's all going to sprout from. Next paragraph. Ukimo sheyeshno inyan zo b'klal Yisrael. Just like we have such a concept in Klal Yisrael, like we already talked about this, so we'll go through this a little bit faster. He says, kachu gam b'frat, so too by every individual. And it's again, it's worth re-saying, it's worth re-emphasizing 1,000 times. So too by every single one of us. V'ze b'chinat mad'ita v'medrash, that's what the medrash says, ala pasuk. It says that Yitzchak Avinu, when he smelled the clothing that Yaakov was wearing, Esav's clothing that he was wearing, and he smelled the smell, and Chazal bring out that it had the smell of Gan Eden on it, and then he blessed him. Says Chazal, Al tikrei bigadav, wow, Al tikrei bigadav ela bogdav. Don't read it as that he smelled the clothing. He smelled bogade means to go against, the ones who rebel against. He smelled the smell of those who went against. Vayivarchehu. How does the medrash? What does that medrash mean? Ke kigon yosi mishita viakam ish viakum e ish tzorot. Yosi mishita b'sha'ash v'kshu sonim. Meaning, what does it mean? He smelled mamish the smell of like those like Yosi Mishita who were told mamish like walked the non-Jews into the Beis HaMikdash and told them to destroy it. Nichnas vehotzi menorah shel zahav. He went in and he took out the menorah. Amrulo ein darko shel hediot lishtamesh bo ella old man. Tinitot v'lo kibel alav amar lo dai shehich asti leelokai pa'am achat ela shachisenu pa'am shnia natnu oto b'chamor shel charashim v'ayu menasrim bo v'ayam b'tzavach v'omer v'ay oi shech asti lebori. This individual, without going into the details, he walked him into the Beis HaMikdash and basically gave it to the non-Jews. He said, here's what you should do, destroy this. And then he realized the error of his ways, he realized his sin, and they killed him because he went against them, and he said, woe to the person who went against his creator. V'yakumi shorot, nu z'yakumi shorot, haya ben achotot shel b'yosi ben yoezer ish tzreda, v'ya rechiv susia v'shabes, he was a person who was mamas riding, he would ride his horse on Shabbos, v'holichu lefanav kora litlot ba et dodo, Amarlo the imkach lo siritzono kal vachomer lachori machisav. And when he saw he was mamish machal Shabbos, he wasn't going to Judaism. But when he saw that they were going to kill his uncle, who was somebody who was shomer Torah mitzvot, he said, "Wow, if that's what happens to people who keep his will, what's going to happen to somebody who doesn't keep his will?" Nichnas bo adavar ke'eres shel achna. Halach v'kayim ba'atzmo arba mitot beitin v'chulei, and he gave up his life al kiddush Hashem because of all the sins that he did. Tov. Va'bi or bazeh, skipping a few lines. We're around 6 lines from the bottom. Va'bi or bazeh, what does this mean? What is this medrash bringing out? D'yesh she'adam magia l'tachlit shefel ha'matzav. What is all this medrash bringing out? That a person can mamish get to the lowest place. Mechal Shabbos. Mamish walking the non-Jews into the Beis HaMikdash. You can get to the lowest place. Like a Jew mamish going in to get the menorah to bring it to the non-Jews. Mamish going to bring it to them to give to them for the Chorba. And dafka a falling that's that hard, that's that harsh. Garmalu lekima gedola shacharea. It brought him to the greatest tshuva that was. V'kein b'yalkum yisroo shetachlit shafel matzavoi v'yatoad ligdargat kadmoni legan Eden. And so too by the other one, that by realizing how far he'd fallen, it mamish brought him to Gan Eden. U'keom ramzal, as Chazal say, ilulei nafalti lo kamti. If I wouldn't have fallen, I wouldn't have gotten up. Now this is saying, of course, just to clarify, now this is saying Chas v'Shalom to be like any of these people. And there were Rishayim who brought them into the Beis HaMikdash, and who did all, and were Mechal Shabbos and did these sins, in Achinami. But what the Medrash is bringing out, is that, I don't know if he's going to swing back to it, but this is what he started from it. That Yitzchak smelled Reach Bogdav. He smelled the smell of the sinners. I never want to be a sinner. None of us ever want to be the sinner. But the Chote, the one who sins, and realizes from that sin how far they are, the tshuva that they do when they do tshuva, and the closest they feel that are getting back, that they're able to turn that nefila into akima, they're able to turn that darkness into light. He smelled the smell of tshuva. Yitzchak smelled the smell of Gan Eden. What gets us to Gan Eden? Tshuva gets us to Gan Eden. He smelled the smell of the tshuva. And that's what brought out all the bracha. That's what's being brought out there. Shnefila atzma goremet l'kima. That when I fall, it's the fall that allows me to get up. Hagoy kasheru nofel. Hare kimo dichtiv maybe. Asher achilot min pol lefanav nofel tipol. When a non-Jew falls, he just keeps falling. Aval eitzel yudiba by a Jew. Nishar tamid kusta dichyuta. By a Jew, there's always that spark of life. It never goes away. There's always the kusta dichyuta by a Jew. Ukeshem ashkil. B'sha'azo lehatchil b'tzmicha chadasha misugal italot ledargat v'av yoter. And if we realize that, and no matter how far we fall, and all of us fall personally, no matter how far we fall, and keep this for you for your whole lives, there will be moments of darkness. Very likely, Chas v'Shalom, it shouldn't happen. But in everybody's life, there are moments of darkness. And when those moments of darkness come, lo aleinu, if we make such a mistake and we bring ourselves, lo aleinu, to a place of darkness, to remember, keep this close. When I feel like I'm spiritually, I'm mamish, almost dead, in that moment that it comes into my mind, I'm mamish, almost dead spiritually. Just like Rabbi Akiva when he saw the foxes walking over the Chorban. All he saw was the new Beis HaMikdash that was going to come down. When I see the foxes walking over the remnants of my internal Beis HaMikdash and my internal Mishkan, lo aleinu, on that day when I've gotten so far, I have to laugh like Rabbi Akiva. Laugh and remember this Nesivos Shalom. Laugh and remember the words of the Slonimer. Oh, if the foxes are already walking over my internal Mishkan, we're ready to build. Now we're ready to build. All that's left is the kusa dechiyuta. All that's left is that little bit of life. And from that spark of life is going to come a whole new Eved Hashem, Oved Hashem that I never was and never could have been. And that's the road now. Now we're on the road to Binyan. Let's go. Let's go. And it's going to be long, and it's going to be hard, and there's going to be tshuva, ein achinami. Yes, that's all true. But I'm on the road to Binyan. I'm on the road to a Rosh Hashanah of my life. I'm on the road to a rebirth of my whole being as an Eved Hashem, as a Jew, as in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in rebuilding myself anew. It's all coming from that moment of my internal galus, of my internal Chorban lo aleinu. That moment is when I turn everything around. I can manage myself to the highest of levels. Ukimo shehi be'eit Chorban Abayit, and just like there was in the Chorban Abayit, b'mabat pashut, again, on a superficial level, Hayan yir'eh ki beit hamikdash oleh ba'esh. It looked like, on a supercell, it looked like that the Beis HaMikdash was going up in flames on Tisha B'Av. The Am Yisrael v'shichor bano. And it looked like Klal Yisrael was at the epitome of destruction. Ula amito, but in truth, ula amito shel davar. Dafka as, no, it was at that moment, like we saw previously, it was at that moment, says the Gemara, that the Kruvim weren't far away from each other. It was Dafka, the moment of Chorban, that the Kruvim were enmeshed in each other like a husband and a wife, closer than they'd ever been. B'sha'at ha'edar ha'gamor, nit'orer ha'kusta d'chiyuta. At that moment, that's the spark of life. You know what it's like? Maybe this is too far of a stretch, but maybe it's not. But maybe it's not. They talk about in the relationship between a husband and a wife. They say that the sign that a marriage is good and that a marriage can make it through anything is that when you're momish fighting with your spouse, bishato muslachad, it's a good part. It's part of marriage. You're going to fight, and that's part of the growth of marriage. Not too much, but a little bit's good, right? When you're in that moment and you're fighting. If in the middle of the fight, and it's really personal and it's really hurtful, and you're really deep into it, you can make a joke and you both can laugh, that means you're going to make it. That's Rabbi Akiva. We ruined our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all of Klal Yisrael's looking and they're seeing foxes over the Beis HaMikdash. What does he do, Dafka? I wonder if this is Dafka at this point. What does he do? He laughs. If we can still laugh, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we still know. Meaning the psychologists bring out in terms of those, that if you can laugh when you're fighting, it means that even though you are legitimately far apart, even though you are legitimately fighting, even though there is legitimately an issue, the fact that you can still laugh together says, deep down, you know you're going to fix it. And you're going to come out of it better and stronger having gone through this. That's what that laugh means. I'll be psychology. That's what that laugh means. I'll be MS, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's what he's saying here. When you get to that bottom, you can sit there and say, no. I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I messed up big time. And I owe you some serious tshuva. And things are very dark now. Yes. But we're going to make it. Let's turn it around now. Let's turn it around. It's late. Let's finish up this paragraph and then we'll call it. I know it's late. I'm sorry. And then we can mamish sprout anew. And then a couple who goes through a difficult patch like that and laughs through it and comes out the other side again, they don't get back to good. A couple understands this, that when you go through that and come out the other side, you come out stronger, you come out better, you have a strength in your marriage that you didn't have beforehand. You never want to fight, you never try to fight. But lo aleinu, when the moment comes when you do have that fight, and when you make it through the other side, the marriage is stronger than it ever was. It's the same inyan here on a human level. Again, so too by every individual. When I feel that I've gotten to the lowest point, and all that's left is that little spark of life. When you feel in that moment, I'm at the end and all I have left is this little bit of life, that's it, jump on it. That's the beginning of everything. That's the beginning of everything. That's the beginning of reaching the highest of heights. Like Yosi Mishita and Yaakov Mishrorot, she'im lo mitgabrim hayunisharim ba'amkeak haklipot en achinami. If those people, after they participated in the Korban Abayis, after they were mamish b'chal Shabbos v'resya, if they would have just sat there and stayed sinning, so en achinami, they would have died sinners. But by realizing they were at the end, and that all that was left was the kus of Yikuta, and then using that to do tshuva, that's what Mamash brought them to Gan Eden. Higiu l'dargot hagvot biyotzer. Last paragraph. We'll run through it, but we can't. There's one paragraph left for Gibel. Let's finish off the last paragraph. If you have to go, you can go. But let's just do the last paragraph. How could we stop? V'kachu gam inyan tekufat ikvada de Mashiach. This is also what the ikvada de Mashiach is all about. This is the footsteps of Mashiach. This is the period we're in the Ikvedut Mashiach. This is the decomposing. This is the falling apart that comes before the light of Mashiach. Im tsarot aguf, with all the difficulties that we've gone through physically as Klal Yisrael, the pain and the torture that we've gone through as a nation. Gzirat hashoah ha'ayumah shenitka aleinu. There's the Shoah, the Holocaust, and all of the physical tragedies that have come beforehand. We've been tortured physically. V'im ha'yirida ha'gdola b'ruchaniyut, and the spiritual falling, mamish, the better than Hitler, assimilations killing the Jews, assimilations wiping out the Jews. We're seeing a chorban in gashmius and ruchnius, even in just the last 100 years, mamish, a chorban on both levels. וכסיפור ידוע שמרן הסבא הקדוש מסלונים שלח פעם לקרוא להרב הצדיק רבי יהודה לייב באמצע הלילה, that there was one time when the slonimer דווקא called out and he asked for Rabbi Yehuda Leib to come in the middle of the night. וכאשר נכנס אליו, מצאו כשהוא נשען וראשו תפוס בבית ידיו, he saw that he was mamish leaning over in his hand, and the slonimer's head was in his hands. ויפתח ואמר לו, when he said, מאז ימי מרן הסבא הקדוש מלקוביץ' עד בנו הרן ירד העולם מטה. Look at how the world is falling. מאז מרן הרן ועד למרן מקוברין הייתה שוב ירידה בעולם. From every Rebbe to the next Rebbe to the next Rebbe, there's been a ירידה and a ירידה and a ירידה, and we're getting farther and farther and lower and lower. מרן מקוברין ועד היום העולם הולך ויורד. It keeps going down every generation. מה שירד פעם בזמן מרובה יורד כיום ביום אחד. יבוא זמן ויקיים אמר הכתוב. Can we really get to the point? Where we get to masir safal in emanim vitam zakenim ikach, and then he says something really long in Yiddish that I don't understand. I apologize, I don't speak Yiddish. He says something really long in Yiddish. Uvisiyumo dvarav, at the end he said pitirol shalom, and then he sent him off. What's the last line here in the Sidur Shalom in the piece for today? What is he saying? Shekol zehu matzav shel ha'edar bitkufat ikvat ha'devshicha. This is the matzav, this is the reality in the footsteps of Mashiach, the generation that we're living in. V'avodat shricha liyot likazik bikus zikyuka aravoda. The avoda of this generation, ikvat ha'devshicha, is to link into that spark of life, to bring it out, because that's where all of Binyan comes from. It's a beautiful turning it on its head to realize Tisha B'Av is a gift. It's a means to an end to bring us to a place where we mamish get to the lowest point so we can see that all that is left is that spark of life and it sprouts forth into new life. Bezrat Hashem, we shouldn't need a Tisha B'Av this year. We should just experience the Binyan this year. But if we do have a Tisha B'Av this year, that we should, yes, open ourselves up to feel how low we are, to feel what it means, be'emes, in our lev, in our hearts, in our souls, to feel that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, to feel the Chorban, to feel the lack of what we should have right now. It should bring us to a place that we realize that we're so far along in Chorban, in history, in Yiridas HaDoros. We're so far away to bring out that Shu, that desire, that need for binyan that can only come in the kusa dichiyuta, and from that itself to bring about bezrat Hashem the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, the tikkun of ourselves, the tikkun of the world, and moving on in Yirtzeh Hashem to a metukan world with the Beis Hamikdash bezrat Hashem mirabi amenu.